KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Let's start with news just in. A man has been killed in a horrific crash on the Bluff. His car became wedged under a truck in the collision on Edwin Swales Drive this morning. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says firefighters worked to free the driver and a passenger from the wreckage of the crushed vehicle.
The light motor vehicle had two occupants in the vehicle, which were found severely entrapped. The Itsekwini Fire Department assisted ALS paramedics to get the men free. And on assessment, unfortunately, paramedics found the driver, a male in his 30s, had sustained major injuries and there was nothing paramedics could do for him, and he was declared deceased at the scene. The passenger, also a male in his 30s, was found to be in a critical condition, was stabilized on scene by advanced life support paramedics before being rushed through to a nearby hospital.
It's not known what caused the crash. Police are on the scene. Now, the Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities says the murder of Muslim scholar Muhsin Hendricks is an assault on the LGBTQ community. Tributes have been pouring in for the activist, who is known as the world's first openly gay imam. NewsWatch's Tamasha Kanyi reports.
The death of the 57-year-old openly queer scholar has sparked global outrage and condemnation. Hendricks was gunned down on Saturday in what police say was an ambush near Gqeberha in the Eastern Cape. Gunmen opened fire on the car he was in. Deputy Minister Steve Letsike has condemned the attack, saying it's a reminder of the ongoing discrimination faced by the LGBTQI community. He says the imam, who founded a mosque that welcomed gay and other marginalized Muslims, will be remembered for his activism. The Muslim Judicial Council in SA has expressed shock, fearing he may have been the target of a hate crime. Meanwhile, the Global Interfaith Network says Hendricks was a beacon of hope for LGBTQIA+ Muslims worldwide. Police are investigating the motive for the attack. Tamasha Kanyi, East Coast Radio News Watch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa will this week finalize the names of international envoys to be deployed to various countries to clarify South Africa's foreign and domestic policies. This comes after U.S. President Donald Trump halted aid funding to the country over the Expropriation Act and offered refugee status to Afrikaners. In an interview with the NCA, Deputy President Paul Mashatile said the envoys will be a broad delegation.
The new administration in the U.S. was obviously fed lies, the like of the AfriForum and Solidarity. And they should be very careful, because if Trump was to move ahead now with those sanctions or tariffs, it will also affect them, because we are one of the biggest traders in the continent with the U.S.
And the UK says it's ready to put troops on the ground in Ukraine if there's a deal to end the war with Russia. Prime Minister Keir Starmer says they're ready to play a leading role in the country's defence and security. He's been speaking to the Telegraph newspaper ahead of an emergency meeting of European leaders in Paris later, but he claims it's not a decision he'll take lightly. US senior officials are meeting Russian negotiators in Saudi Arabia this week without Europe. President Donald Trump claims Vladimir Putin wants to stop fighting in Ukraine.
I think he wants to end it, and they want to end it fast. Both of them. And Zelensky wants to end it too. I mean, you know, it's too bad it started. It would have been a lot easier to end it before it started, right?
Got a high of 29 degrees in Durban and Maritzburg today, Richards Bay 32. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.